Listening for spiritual technology, control, and self-optimization in this topic, we are learning how to listen wisely when someone has been shaped by Scientology, Dianetics, self-optimization systems, performance-based spirituality, or movements that promise personal freedom through special knowledge, techniques, or spiritual technology. The goal is not to become an expert investigator. The goal is to become a faithful Christian leader who can listen carefully, stay within role, and offer Christ-centered presence without pressure. Scientology uses words like auditing, engrams, theten, clear spiritual freedom, and technology. Even when a person is not deeply involved in Scientology, the wider culture often carries similar themes. I need to optimize myself. I need to erase my past. I need to unlock my hidden potential. I need a system that finally fixes me. A Christian leader listens for what is being treated as ultimate. Is the person trusting a technique, a secret system, a spiritual authority, a method of self-improvement? A promise of control over pain, memory, fear, or weakness? This is where comparative religion becomes a ministry conversation skill. You might gently ask, what drew you to that approach? Or what were you hoping it would help you overcome? Or did it bring peace, pressure, or both? Notice the difference between curiosity and confrontation. Curiosity says, I want to understand you. Confrontation says, I already know what is wrong with you. In sensitive spiritual conversations, the first posture usually opens more doors than the second. Scientology and similar self-optimization systems often appeal to people who feel trapped by painful memories, shame, anxiety, failure, weakness, or lack of control. They may want relief. They may want power. They may want clarity. They may want a path to becoming more than they are. The Christian gospel speaks deeply to those longings. But it does not say you must perfect yourself through secret knowledge. It says that Christ comes to redeem embodied souls through grace, truth, forgiveness, new birth, the Holy Spirit, and a new community of discipleship. What helps? Listen without mockery. Ask permission before going deeper. Avoid labels that shut the person down. Be careful with people who feel controlled, watched, ashamed, or afraid. Keep boundaries clear. What harms? Acting superior. Playing amateur to programmer, pressing for hidden details, making promises you cannot keep. Turning the conversation into a debate about celebrity scandals or secret teachings. A faithful Christian leader listens for bondage and longing, not just error. In this topic, we will practice how to recognize spiritual technology language, how to protect dignity, and how to build gospel bridges that point toward freedom in Christ.